Psalm 52. To the choir master, a maskil of David, when Doeg the Edomite came and told Saul, David has come to the house of Ahimelech. Why do you boast of evil, O mighty man? The steadfast love of God endures all the day. Your tongue plots destruction like a sharp razor, you worker of deceit. You love evil more than good, and lying more than speaking what is right. Selah. You love all words that devour, O deceitful tongue. But God will break you down forever. He will snatch and tear you from your tent. He will uproot you from the land of the living. Selah. The righteous shall see and fear, and shall laugh at him, saying, See the man who would not make God his refuge, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, and sought refuge in his own destruction. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the steadfast love of God forever and ever. I will thank you forever because you have done it. I will wait for your name, for it is good in the presence of the godly. David draws his imagery in this psalm from the realm of the botanical. He reflects on God's uprooting the evil from the land while comparing himself to a green, vibrant olive tree. And why is David a green olive tree? Has he disciplined himself to just the right amount of exercise? Has he been careful about his diet? Has he received a windfall of money? Note what he says. I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the steadfast love of God forever and ever. He goes on to explain further that he is waiting on God, hoping in him. This is one of the great secrets at the heart of the life of a believer. The breakthrough to inner health and calm is fundamentally not activity on our part, but in a sense, passivity, looking to God, trusting him, leaning on him. What does it really mean to trust God? To trust God means to live your life as if God actually exists and is who he says he is. It is to conduct your existence in such a way that what you say that you believe about God aligns with how you use words, money, your body, and other people. It is to leave your final welfare in God's hands rather than your own. To do otherwise is to welcome your own destruction. We can trust in ourselves and perish eternally. Or we can trust in the Lord and, because of the redemptive work of Christ, live eternally.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers, but some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.